California's chief elections official ordered Republicans to remove unofficial ballot drop boxes from churches, gun shops, and other locations. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Attorney General Xavier Becerra warned those behind the, quote, vote tampering could face prosecution. Republicans say they are taking advantage of California's liberal ballot collection law that allows anyone to collect ballots from voters and deliver them to county election officials. Two people were in critical condition Monday after being injured when a man drove his SUV into an outdoor dining area, hitting a pedestrian and several diners in Northern California. Eight people were taken to the hospital with injuries described as major to minor after the crash Sunday, according to San Jose police. PG&E says a swath of the Sierra Nevada could see power outages beginning Wednesday. According to the LA Times, two dangerous wind events are expected this week, the first starting Wednesday afternoon or evening and stretching into Thursday morning, and the second developing Thursday evening and running through Friday morning. The National Weather Service issued a fire weather watch for tonight through Friday morning. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Officers with Eureka Police went to the 700 block of Stewart Street over the weekend. The report of an armed robbery. The victim saying three men entered his trailer, struck him with a firearm, took electronics and a large quantity of bagged marijuana. Victim identified as 41-year-old Shane Taylor of Eureka and provided descriptions of the suspects. They were found nearby. 41-year-old Taylor Conte Watson of Eureka, 37-year-old Rajon Ashane of Eureka, detained without incident. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.